Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Takeover Tuesday. I'm a little sick over here, so hey, we're gonna go ahead, keep it moving, get this music pumping, and I'm gonna get it together, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna knock it out. You know how to call in, tune in, and take over the show. So let's see. I think I had some new Future and Chris Brown. Call in and get your request on. Let me know what you want to hear. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk. So, all right, check it out. This is Future and Chris Brown. This is called Pie, Monsters Radio, live.
Pepe. Pepe.
Yeah.
Pepe. Nigga, sorry, you should know. I got you, can never be alone. Nigga, sorry, you should know. Your son's so fully lit, psycho. I turn the side beats to a nine beat. She outlined it, shouldn't even matter, she mine. I told her, baby, fuck it up one time. Fuck it up, baby, fuck it up one time. Turn the side beats to a nine beat. She outlined it, shouldn't even matter, she mine. I told her, baby, fuck it up one time. Baby, fuck it up one time.
Baby, fuck it up. Sipping out a 2 liter, put a 8 in it. White linen on my pillow, put a face in it. Baby, fuck it up and do what you like. All these drugs in my body got me seeing double. Menage a trois, double trouble.
This should be fun.
Purse. Lap dance, getting pie on my t-shirt. She know how to fuck, yeah. She ain't looking for true love, yeah. Let her see a million, she don't wanna go. I roll 100 deep, we like sharing hoes. Caviar on your plate, girl, wipe your nose. I the chance, buy you 3 6. Never be liar, but she's so fine. She gon' make a nigga spoiler, just to keep her on the site. I just wanna taste the water, let's stay hydrated. Girl, I got a main thing at the house. Tell me, can you stay down?
Turn the side beats to a nine beat.
Monstrous Radio. Take over Tuesday. You know how I do it. All right, we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to open up the lines after this next track. Check it out. This is Jay Bree. It's called When I'm With You. Monstrous Radio. I see you over there. I see a couple people in the press one. About to get monstering. Twin Cities artist. You know how it is. Jay Bree. Monstrous Radio Live. Take over Tuesday.
You're so good and you know it. I bet all the fellas want it, but too bad they know I'm on it. I know your heart before it was broken. Got you mine, so I show it. Don't tell me that you're all alone, 'cause I've been waiting for you to get home. So you waiting for me, and I'ma beat it surely. I know you had a dark key. I know it's going down when I'm with you. Nobody, just me and you. Just in the night, you know I'm coming. You got them vickies on you showing. Got you mine, so I show it. Don't tell me that you're all alone, 'cause I've been waiting for you to get home. So you waiting for me, and I'ma be there surely. I know you had a door key. I know it's going down when I'm with you.
This is what it is. So, all right, let me go over here and check in with my mom stars right quick. Jazzy B, is that you? Hello.
Hey, 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 what's up?
what's good?
You know me, cooling in the ATL.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll go ahead and tell the people what's the weather like there. You know how we do our little ghetto weather report.
Oh, yeah, it's nice and warm and breezy.
There you go, good boy. All right. It is what it is. So, all right, let's check in with the other monster over here. She got alter egos and stuff. I need to get her some music, some introduction music. We all need some introduction music. But Miss Unbelievable herself, what's going on?
What's good? I'm waiting for the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I'm missing my music. I'm just saying,
great.
It's all good. My
hey,
music,
Jay.
You know.
Hey, Jazzy.
Hey. Here y'all go. Oh, Lord.
Yep.
Dang,
shades.
So, what was you saying? You was waiting on what now?
My music. I'm waiting on my music.
I'm going to get it together.
So, how you feeling tonight? I'm all right. Yeah, it's all good. Nice 74 degrees weather in Minnesota, so it's good. Nice and cool outside.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, it looks like we got another person over here that wants to tune in with us on Takeover Tuesday. Should we see if they're monstrous enough to take over on a Tuesday before we get into our who's bumping, who's getting fat? And I believe we got some interviews tonight as well. What y'all think, ladies?
About what?
Awkward.
What?
I'll just check in with him and see what's up. Yeah. 612-601, who we got on Takeover Tuesday? Are you monstrous enough to take over the show? Hello?
Yeah. It's the big show.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the big show tonight. It definitely got real monsters up in this piece real quick. I'm bad and bougie.
I just want to say right now, disclaimer, this is live radio. And all the comments of the people that are speaking,
Yes, please say that because King is a little bit tipsy tonight. And, I'm a little bit celebratory. How about that? Let me use that word right now while I'm drunk. Anyways, yes, it is a very pleasant, hot-ass degree in Minnesota right now. But, it's a very monstrous radio night. And I'm full of surprises tonight.
Right, as we could tell, as we all know, when somebody starts feeling their drink, y'all start making up words. I'm just saying, making up words.
Yeah, celebratory. I think I made up celebratory, but I think it is a word. Last time I checked, the dictionary was. But I got to say. You do that when you're drunk. You accidentally use words you don't mean to use. But I got to say hello to my wonderful lady co-host, you know, Miss Jazzy B and Miss that other lady that's there. What's her name?
Hold on. Other lady. Don't know me. That's a good thing. Don't remember the name. Don't know the name. That's good. Keep it out your mouth, Jesus. Keep it out your mouth. This is my PB, Patty Betty. That's all you need. Patty Betty. Yeah. That's it.
All I'm saying is you need all that introductory music and stuff. I was just wondering, you know, I was trying to figure out who you was. I was wondering, that's all.
You know who I am. You know how I am. Don't front. Don't play.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun,
I want you to have it. No. We don't need the music from you, bro. Keep that.
I'm just helping my host out because he didn't have it. So, I'm doing it for him. Can I be a little bit helpful? I mean, just a little bit?
Try it. We'll get hurt.
Okay.
No. Go back to what you were talking about, bruh. Go back to what you were talking about. Celebratory what?
How about we just jump into the who's bumping who and who's getting fat before somebody ends up 30 days? You feel me? Miss Unbelievable, I mean, I started with you. I think you got a little bit of who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment news. So what's going on out here that's popping across social media and other things like?
Well, what's popping across right now is R. Kelly accused of housing Dakota women. In his house, he's controlling their every move, like when they go to the shower, when they eat, when they go to the bathroom, etc. He says to have four girls living there with him, is a 25-year-old, a 19-year-old, a 26-year-old and an 18-year-old. They're all supposed to be aspiring either actress or models, and he's supposed to be helping them with their career. But one was supposed to have escaped. Her name was Jocelyn Savage. Her parents are saying that she's been brainwashed. They want to take them to court. They're saying that they need to just get out because it's a harm to them. So yeah, that's the new R. Kelly news, and he's denying having holding them against their will.
Okay. Now, I didn't see like a quick thing, and I was like confused about it, you know, because I had seen what was it? I believe it was TMZ, whatever they call Mr. Money. And I seen like they showed like some video clip of some young girl, and she was telling her dad to stop it. She don't know why he's doing this. So on and so forth. And yeah, they said somehow that was connected to the R. Kelly thing, but yeah, I didn't know nothing. It was all like that. It's all like that. Jazzy, what have you heard? Have you heard anything about the R. Kelly situation?
Well, Jazzy has a different opinion about this situation because these are all grown-ass motherfucking women, for one. Making their own choices. I don't think he's holding them against their will because obviously they've been here for a minute and everybody's just now finding out about it, so obviously it ain't been a problem. But as far as R. Kelly's been doing this shit for years. I mean, Disney, he's been fucking teenagers forever. Since I was a teenager, shit. What you talking about?
Well, all I gotta say is we did wear from home.
When it started out with the nigga pissing on bitches.
He even went from pissing on people to kidnapping people. Yeah. I think they gonna say that he kidnapped me and pissed on me at the same time.
I feel like it's some listen, this is how Jazzy feel. Jazzy feel like it's some other shit going on in the world that they're trying to distract the people and get their attention on something totally different. That's what Jazzy think always. When there's some shit like this real big that came out of the blue, some shit going on somewhere that they trying to get the America's attention off of. That's what Jazzy think.
Yeah, I believe that is. There's a lot of unreported news around the world that actually deal with celebrities to a certain extent, and that when they do something out of order, they find something to put them in check. And I believe after R. Kelly's first go-around with the law, I think this is another thing to put him back in check. But at the end of the day, I don't think that he actually would kidnap a person after he went through all that actual bullshit for pissing on folks.
And part of what I seen on, you know, on when I was watching it, they did kind of have a good point, though, how they were talking about, you know, they said the dad was going to go to court and all this other stuff. Push come to shove, they're saying Pop's the one dropped her off to R. Kelly. So they're saying he knew what it was when he dropped her off when she first went to meet R. Kelly. So I'm like,
you know what? You bring up a valid.
If that's the case, then there's probably a check involved somewhere, and the daddy didn't get his cut, and now he mad.
You know, but you guys bring up a valid point exclusively because at the end of with R. Kelly's trial with the case that he had with this minor, they dragged it out for a certain reason to show her promiscuous, you know, how loose she was for a certain period of time, and they wanted to show that on the stage. They want to show her being a teenager. They let it drag out to show that she was really a hoe. And I mean, here you actually have to say, well, if you walked in a person's house and you're in there, you're full and willing to do whatever is in that house. If I lock my door in my house and you get stuck in there and I'm asleep, then what? Your ass is just in my house. And I mean, you can't wake me up. So, I mean, that's just really way out to say that, you know, you're in my house or you was unwilling to be in my house. Come on now, that's crazy.
I think they're trying to get him on the fact that he's controlling the women, and telling them what they should and shouldn't do, and they're calling it a cult. I think that's what's going against him right now. Whatever R. Kelly does, he always does something that's interesting to bring shame to himself all the time. But, you know, this ain't nothing new for R. Kelly, so nothing new.
I think the cult shit is a little extreme. I think that's just some extra shit the media put on it. Because these are some grown-ass women. This nigga got to sleep. How you can't leave? What, he got bodyguards watching out? It's some extra shit going on that you just can't explain. Because me, being the person that I am, nigga, if I want to leave, I'm going to leave. There's nothing you can do to hold me here.
Yeah, that makes a bit of sense. But R. Kelly's been known to have a lot of cliques in different organizations and things that actually probably do some unruthless or underhanded ass shit, especially in Chicago.
I mean, but ain't that all the stars?
Yeah, well, part of my part of groups, yeah. Everybody's part of a group.
And I'm not a stalker. Better do shit if I tell them to.
But yeah, I really think it's probably a group effort. I don't think it's just him by himself.
You not finna hold me against my motherfucking will. I don't give a fuck how many cups you got. I don't care how many crews you got. You don't have to kill me or fuck. Don't hold me against my will. It's just, I mean, I'm not getting it.
So let me ask you this. What's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist is dead and gone. I don't have a
If your artist asked you to come to his house right now and you got locked in that house with him, you wouldn't be satisfied to be in that house?
No.
With him?
If I want to leave, I'm going to leave. Ain't nothing. Go.
I ain't getting caught up in nobody's house. I need to leave on my own.
Right.
I feel you.
All right, E, throwing it back to you. Is there anything else?
Yeah, monster. What you got to say? How do you feel about the situation?
I need to do some more monster investigative reports. So I'll be honest with you. I keep it 100 with you. I mean, R. Kelly, you dig? Outside of music lifestyle, may not fit my whole persona and how I think things should be done. Music wise, I think the dude is a musical genius. But we all know how Kelly's is. We knew this way, way, way back. Leah days, way, way. We knew R. Kelly was.
Exactly. That's why I said shit for years.
Me as a dad, I tell my brother, you better not take your ass around that much. You think it is what it is, but I'm just saying. His lifestyle, we all know what it's all about, what it is. So, for somebody to drop his daughter off and then come back and say da-da-da, I don't know what's the reason in that. Kidnapping, if they're here, if they're against their will, they need to be a task force ASAP, kicking that dough, get them girls up out of there. But, you know, if they're not here, they're by their will, let them do what they do. People's lives are their lives. Even if they freaks, who cares? That just means they act them strongly. That's their life. You know what I mean? You can't be judgmental at all. All you can say is, I don't live that life. I that's not part of me. And I'm going to keep it moving. I'm not going to hang out with you. It ain't. I listen to Kel's music, but I ain't going to no concert. I'm not taking my girl. No. We know what's going to happen. So, I mean, that's just me on it. I could be right. I could be wrong. But, you know, I am on medication. But hey, check it out. I'm gonna play a track and we're gonna come back. We're gonna tune in some more. We're gonna see if we got some more who's bumping new, who's getting tracked. So check it out. Matter of fact, we show love to those who show love to us. This dude is promoting Monsters Radio right now. His name is Jay Z from Minnesota. This is called Getting Faded. Monsters Radio Live on a Takeover Tuesday.
Yeah, let me give it some light. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm on. Trying to get faded, man. Get faded. What you doing?
I'm getting faded. I got paid this week. You can take it to the head, girl. The drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. One time for the ladies with the heels on, and a big tush for a real nigga to feel on. Popping in the party, we turn up until the pills gone. Girl, I salute you, I'm feeling Navy SEAL strong. I'm not here to judge at all, let me slap that silicone. You came in this party all alone with that dress on. Your style is unique and I'm digging them feet. I got Patron, silver and gold, which kind do you drink? If you puke in the sink, make sure you turn on the faucet. I tell my niggas I lost it when I start to feel nauseous. I just spark up the reefer and then my lungs get the coughing. I no longer feel nauseous, then we took my mind off it. Buy another round and I don't give a fuck what the cost is, cause we having a good time, not drinking no moonshine. Don't get out of line and everything will be fine, bitch. Don't kill my vibe, it's no surprise that I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. Woo! Two times for the ladies with their own dough. Ain't asking a nigga for shit, she got her own dough. Can you drop it down to a split while you want a dick though? Ain't fucking with general admission cause I hate waiting. I got paid this week so I'm trying to get intoxicated. Doing mouth to mouth with somebody's main lady. 100 proof baby girl, please don't chase it. Strippers are my favorite, the sexy ass waitress. Can't remember last night but I bet it was amazing. Never had an Asian girl, I'm trying to see what that be like. Got the drinks, dynamite, don't forget the cubes of ice. Man, roll that motherfucker. And draw up, it's only right. Niggas ain't trying to fight, I'm taking something down tonight. We run the city, I just hope you in the town tonight. You done fucked up and let your baby mama out tonight. I got her at the bar buying every fucking drink she like. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'll take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded.
Yeah, that's Jay-Z. Make sure you come get faded with me, DJ E-Monica, on the 23rd at the Red Sea and on the 24th at 4th Street. Saloon. You dig? Make sure you hit us up on all social media. You can get all the information. Hit me up on Facebook, OG DJ E-Monica, and I'll definitely get you the link. Time to jump back over here to our Takeover Tuesday. I got the mom with me. I got King. Let's see. I got Jazzy B. I got Miss Unbelievable. We don't know who's bumping who and who's getting fat. I'm going to play some of these guys, some more local independent artists here coming up in just a bit. I got some, Minnesota Official Minnesota Official Boys. I got those guys coming up here real soon. So, all right, y'all, is there some more entertainment news that we got? I know I had some more, but I don't know where I slapped it up over here. Some more things that's going
on
today.
Well, I don't have something related to the news, but it is news for Minneapolis. And I believe that we should just have a small discussion about freeway rigwalls, because I believe that Freeway Rick Ross was on this radio station not even several weeks ago. And Freeway Rick Ross is making his debut appearance right here in Minneapolis on Saturday. And you know me, I'm the promoter with the most. Do too much, way too much, and I'll get paid for it. But that's a whole nother story. I can say anyways, Freeway Rick Ross is live and in person right here in Minneapolis, and he's going to be at Zool Nightclub Saturday at 9 o'clock. I am actually looking for interested artists to participate in a very fabulous slot performance that I put together. And you can reach me through Facebook at King's Corner. I am the only CEO on the radio, on Monsters Radio. But yeah, King's Corner. And you can
represent that
send
show.
Me a message. It's King's Corner, but it's under K&K. K&K Events and Entertainment. But yeah.
No, it's not.
We're all Freeway.
You're the only CEO on the air.
No. Well, you know what? You're a CEO. I'm. You know what? You feel some type of way. I'm retract my statement.
Yeah. You got four CEOs on the radio. You mix.
Okay. Hey. Here's this. I have dubbed myself the only CEO on the radio, but you know, that's a patent pending idea. How about that?
Right.
Shout out to all the CEOs and working hard CEOs out there. I love you to death. You know, you keep it working. But yeah, that's entertainment business. I'm the CEO on the radio right now. I love all my CEOs out there.
Only.
Dang,
what all the time. See, you feel don't put yourself in a different light, a different perspective. That won't, you know, that was not in my intent, you know, to actually put somebody else under me, but I'm not. Not at all.
Right.
You're all fabulous.
Can you give the ad? Can you give the address to where Rick Ross Freeway is going to be and the time again?
Oh, sure. I could definitely do that. Freeway Rick Ross will be at Azul Nightclub. That location at the moment is, I believe, 400. I want to say 403rd Street off of Hennepin, but I have to get an exact address here. And it's vague to me at the moment, but it used to be the old sound bar and it used to be the old 400 club. And that's downtown Minneapolis, right off of Hennepin, 4th and Hennepin. I believe the address is 403rd Avenue North in Minneapolis.
Is there any cost to get in?
Yes, it definitely much so is. $10 in advance, and if you walk to my door, you're going to be paying $20. There is bottle service for those who actually want to just sit in their own personal space with their friends, and they're welcome to call me at 612-601-5193. Again, my number is 612-601-5193. And that's for them very exclusive people. Don't call me if you're not exclusive.
Disclaimer.
And I'm throwing my B-Bay down. So come out there and wish me happy birthday this Saturday.
Uh-oh. How is your birthday?
My birthday is tomorrow. I'm not discussing how old I am. So get it off your mind.
50.
All I'm saying is I'm old. That's it.
Sir.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to believe you.
left yourself open for a million jokes. But it's your birthday.
Ma'am, what you hear? What the hell? You don't serve me. Ooh, no, I'm not a sir.
Hey, check it out. Hey, I do got a couple more tracks. I do got to push right quick. So, hey, I'm going to push this one, and then let's see. We'll come back. No, I'm going to push this first one. After that, I'm going to play the Minnesota Fisher Boys, and we'll come back, open up the lines, and then I will chat it up some more. So check it out. I'm going to play this one right here because at Rondo Day, at the stage, I just want to say there was a lot of hot artists. I wish I passed on so many of my cars. I don't even have any left. I wish I had my car to give to a lot of these artists. A lot of them are hot. They're cold. They're positive. It was like nonviolent, but still edgy, catchy, and still very clubby. But this guy right here, these two guys came up to me at the show. I didn't even know they were performing. They showed me mad love, and their squad came up, took pictures with me. Check it out. Matter of fact, Alan, he's going to come back, do an interview with us. He's about to do some movie premieres, Monsters Radio. We're going to help him hook up with a spot where he can premiere his movie so you guys can come see his movie. It's going to be hot. Also, it was Kay Allen and Demon Cash, so I got to show them in their camp some love. Check it out. This right here is A.O., Monsters Radio Takeover Tuesday, showing support to those who show support to us.
Yeah. K Yellow, let's go. East Coast girls, put your hands up. West Coast girls, gonna show some. Down South girls, put your cups up. Midwest girls, show me more love. That girl got it, yeah, she got it like, got it like. Back it up, then she drop it like, drop it like. She's so bad that you want it like, want it like. I wanna show her what it really like, really like. I just wanna talk, how far can I take it? Half the bar clothes on the table, butt naked, everything shaking. Tokyo to LA, she got them ass quakes, flip a cup and I'm like, okay. How the hell I find you? Body like a model. Coach should be a sponsor cause you looking like they bottle. So hold that, swallow, click this, follow. I'm trying to be your future, hello to tomorrow. I know that she into me, I feel the energy. Her booty thick, her looks are right, I want her next to me. How the hell you even getting your jeans? I wanna be the one to get right between. Yeah, I'ma get it, I promise I'ma get it. Leaving out this club with a smile and a tissue. I love these women, you gotta love these women. We gon' get it, I'm enjoying every minute like. That girl got it, yeah, she got it like She back it up, then she drop it like She's so bad that you want it like I wanna show her what it really like, really like. Hey yo, I'ma show you how it really go. I start a combo when she tell me what I wanna know. So easy, this game so easy. Good mind on the dime, fine wine, and she freak. Hello, 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 can I get a demo? The digits and the name and the date in the memo. Booty so fat and it's going to the tempo. Up, down, yeah, she ready, girl, let go. Oh yeah, now we riding up the bar. Champagne in the car while we eating caviar. She screaming my name, Dima Cash is who I are. She tell me I'm a star and my skills above par. She back it up and drop it, yeah, she back it up and drop it. Put the coochie in the coffin, beat it up and I ain't stopping. She back it up and drop it, yeah, she back it up and drop it. Put the coochie in the coffin, beat it up and I ain't stopping like. Hey, oh. That girl got it, yeah, she got it like. Hey, oh. She back it up, then she drop it like. Hey, oh. She's so bad that you want it like. Hey, oh. I wanna show her what it really like, really like.
Yeah, Monsters Radio. Hey, hey, as DJs, you gotta know what you can mix in and what you change. Hey, I'm gonna play the other track coming up later, Minnesota Official Boy, but it kind of don't slide very good after that track right there. So, all right, let me find some of this. See if I can find. Can I find me some Bobby Hatfield up in here? Where's that Bobby Hatfield at? I think it's about time to show some brass knuckles around here. It is what it is.
Minnesota artist. Check it out. This right here is, should I play Brass Knuckles? I'm going to play Banana Peppers. I like that one. Bobby Hatfield, Minnesota artist. We open up the line right after this.
I made love out of hate, hope out of fear, weed out of water, soil and some air, something out of nothing, popping that Ric Flair.
All day like Rastafaris do.
I made life out of death, freedom out of unity, popping up a lung, smoking on opportunity. Also very thin, ain't nothing that you can do to me.
I am a hustler, baby.
Do wrong daily, get drunker than John Daly. Do Staley, running the ball and move scaly. Skin paley, lately they loving the way I'm doing it. Haters dirt my name, but they ain't mudding up my fluidness. Hats, raps, gratuitous. Went from backpacks to ludicrous and sacks to pack gloves like ludicrous. Y'all gon' smell me like a backyard of poodle shit. Show respect, you don't want nothing, noodle neck. My life's a movie set. I'm talking Cali to Philly to Mini to Shy to Cancun to Budapest. I'm about to do this shit. I'm saying shake up the game and claim mine. If you don't, we'll get to proving it. Y'all rapping fictional. I put a pound of truth in it. Since 96, fools don't get used to it. I got no time for no foolishness. I'm staying deaf to the bullshit and blind to the bougie-ness. I made love out of hate, hope out of fear, weed out of water, soil and some air, something out of nothing, popping that Ric Flair.
All day like Rastafaris do.
I made life out of death, freedom out of unity, popping up a lung, smoking on opportunity. Also very thin, ain't nothing that you can do to me.
I am a hustler, baby.
It ain't hard to make friends with a pocket of ends. In a case of grain belts and a sock full of drove. It ain't tough to make foes when you lead in a pack. And every whack motherfucker think you talk to their hoe. It ain't easy being greasy, but you manage it well. And you ain't never did no time, cause you happy to tell. You will never elevate, hustle backwards as hell. So get a good I-4 hat package yourself. Pick my new record up, put yours back in the shelf. Cause my hit list gives strength, yours bad for the health. Got thickness and length, so I'm upping them good. Blind, hit them and run them like they fucking with Shug. Like my big brother Jess, I'ma take him to school. Taking your jewel to the Cadillac and making a drool. Making fools out you batting boys, leaving a mark. It's too late to dodge a bullet if you're seeing a spark, you dummy. I don't need your money and I don't want your love. I came for the respect, motherfucker. I came for the respect, motherfucker.
All day.
I made love out of hate, hope out of fear. Weed out of water, soil and some air. Something out of nothing, popping that Ric Flair.
All day, like Rastafaris do.
I made life out of death, freedom out of unity. Popping up a lung, smoking on opportunity. Also very thin, ain't nothing that you
can. Yeah, think of a Tuesday, Bobby Hatfield. You want to hear more of that? Go buy the album. Get in. Alright, take over Tuesday. We're going to go ahead and bring it back. So, let me see. Where did we leave off? Was we on a topic? Or was we still on some who's bumping who and who's getting back? Oh, no. Team was promoting that event that they got going on with Freeway, Ricky Ross. So, I definitely got to make it out to that. I can't wait to meet him in person. Like you said, yes, he did do an interview with us right here on Monsters Radio Live. It was a really nice interview. So, yes, I can't wait to meet them. Big shout out to So Fancy and Cold Peace and Ears to the Street. They really putting it on for the city. So, anything else you guys want to put out there? Jazzy, is there anything going on with your artist down there in ATL? Ooh, I don't know where that feedback came from. Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Mm-hmm. Can you guys hear me?
And the Big Show, and not only do I have Rick Ross coming to Azul on Saturday, but I got the Big Shows every Wednesday and Thursday at Azul. My Wednesday night is probably going to be jam-packed for all you sexy ladies to come on out and have a good time. I'm going to have some stand-up comedy going on a Wednesday night. And a number of interesting things for you ladies to get involved in. Everything from sex toys to probably the latest fashions. On a Thursday night, it will be the industry night for the guys. And those guys that come on out, you know, they actually will be entertained by a listening party. And probably even have the chance to meet some industry reps along the way. And so I'm actually trying to action pack and become and put some more things into that whole idea on Wednesdays and Thursdays. But we start the first August of Wednesday, or the first Wednesday of August, I should say, coming up.
Okay. Okay. Now, hold up. Did you say next time on Wednesday?
Yeah, I've been. Yeah, it's about a vendor idea. How about that? Can we leave it at that? It's pure romance vendor idea. Am I scared now? Yeah, about the. You know what? I'm gonna tell you this. I said this before. I don't like to be introduced to nothing in the bedroom that don't actually have an attachment to me. That's all I'm saying. I'm not interested in playing with things that I should probably replicate body parts. I'm just saying. That's a whole disclaimer.
Right, right. can you disclaim which rep it is?
Which what?
Can you? Disclaimer, or can you tell us which
Pure
Romance rep it is?
Oh no, I actually have not. I don't know that yet. I'm fishing for that at the moment, to tell you the truth. But it's been proposed to me, so I'm gonna run with it on a Wednesday night.
Are you gonna have the Pure Romance rep all the time, or do you know someone? Because I know a few ladies who do Pure Romance.
Yeah.
In my squad, are you gonna have like one person, or are you just gonna like have different reps come so they can expand their business? How are you doing it?
I really would be interested in having a number of reps come in on a number of different Wednesdays to do that, because I mean there are a bunch of them here. I don't know how, in my mind, it's like, how are you surviving? But at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, okay. It's a lot of y'all all freaky. Just come on. I mean, I'm good with that. All I'm saying is, if you're selling sex toys, you got no life. But I'm just,
In other news, Black China was at the strip club and she got $10,000 for her appearance. So she's doing pretty good in ATL.
I did see a little bit on that. I'll let Jazzy, do you know anything about this? You in the area?
I haven't heard anything about Black China other than her and Rob's bullshit.
Okay. Yeah, what I heard about it was, because I think a lot of people try to make a big deal out of it, like some people saying, they're thinking, she's going to be doing a lot of dates. And they're like, she's got enough money. She don't have to go on and do no show dates for $10,000. Some people want to know if she has to go and do a strip club tour, tell me how much money she can make if she does do it. But I think initially how it all came about was she knows the owner of the strip club. Like, they're cool. They're homies. And he had asked her, could you come through? Whatever you come through, I'll take care of you. Mind you, you can't dance. You just come stop through. It is. She stopped doing. The paparazzi was out there like crazy. Like, wow. Like, I started to think, maybe I need to put me 10 bands together and invite us to Monster Rich Radio Studio. That's what we need to be put on. You know, that's how many paparazzi and all the news media and how many people were out there. I mean, you think she was some type of big movie star. You think, didn't she start out in the strip club? Did she get that much attention before? Anybody know?
Yes, she was. She was one of the top ones with her and Amber Rose.
So, wait, Amber Rose was a stripper too?
Yeah.
Amber Rose started out a stripper.
Damn. What club was she at?
found a new model. I don't know who I am. Okay. Strip clubs is where it's at. I need to broaden my horizon. Get it? Okay. Okay. Damn.
Well, the interesting thing about the strip club industry is that they, like, have, like, parties that they, and they have, like, a group of girls, and they go, like, city to city, and they really have, like, promotions. They have managers, and they go to, like, Vegas. They go to California, and they perform, especially when, like the fight that's coming in August. Oh, they're already getting their routine ready to go to Vegas to get paid for that. So, like, they try to get their top girls, and they travel, and they make lucrative money.
What's that? That sounds like pimping.
Strip club? It's called strip.
It is
strippers
pimping.
Traveling
it's so
club or something.
It is pimping in so many words.
But they get so paid.
That's what it's called.
No, it's entertainment. That's what it's called. The politically correct term. Entertainment.
It's still
or, as they like to call it, showgirls.
Okay. Okay.
No matter how you try to dress it up, it's still pimping.
Yeah.
Pimping is entertainment, Jazzy.
Right.
Pimping is entertaining.
Well,
it is.
Here's a couple other things that is inside the entertainment news. They got to throw out a couple stories, at least story titles at least. Looks like 50 Cent sells his steak in effing vodka. Can y'all guess about how much he sold that for? Just throw out any numbers. It's unbelievable.
$60 million.
Ooh, I don't like you. Jazzy B, what you got?
I would have said close to that. He don't go for the low dollars.
The funny part is, I was just reading the article, so.
See, I don't like neither one of y'all. Let us know what you got so far. I mean, what's it say so far?
Hold on 1 second. Let me pull it back up. It says, he was paid $60 million for his effing vodka maternity ownership buyout back in May.
That's a lot of money.
That's his second deal. He did that same shit with the energy drink that he did.
Yep.
And he went broke. He blew all that money then. So I can't wait to see him holler about bankruptcy again in the next couple of years.
I'm pretty sure he ain't gonna go bankrupt. Not with this and the money he's getting from Power. Cause Power get the cast from Power is getting paid right now.
Yeah, well, that Power. What was that?
He don't stay broke long anyway. You know, 50 Cent, he a hustler. He ain't gonna stay broke long anyway. Get it?
Right.
But go ahead, King. What you gonna say?
I mean, the whole idea of from a financial standpoint, I believe 50 Cent is actually in financial turmoil. This actual deal for him actually is probably going to pull him out the dirt a little bit, probably. But at the end of the day, he's still going to have his legal problems because, I mean, he's a nigga and he still don't know what to do with his money. I mean, he's made some great efforts. I have to give him that to actually extend himself into the marketplace. But the white people are actually bullying him out of his industry, period. I have to say that.
Okay. Well, I think, honestly, I think because of what he built on his whole empire period from the beginning, just as 50 Cent to G-Unit to the movies, all that type
right.
of thing. I think, and I think sometimes, and I could be wrong, and I think sometimes when you build yourself up that big, it doesn't matter what the other side want to say. As long as you still know how to handle your business, you always have value. You see, because he never really turned his back on the community. So he'll always get love from the community. You know what I mean? So I don't think that that really can hurt us too bad by it. Because a lot of people think that. They always think, oh, that's not going to shut me down. No, they only shut you down if you allow that. You just learn how to handle your business and do what you do. Because 50 Cent supposed to have, quote, unquote, fell off before. He ain't coming back. Oh, you look at him now. Top of the game. Okay. He might fall off again, but guess what? He'll be back. When y'all leave, he'll be back. But I do want to say something about this Kevin Vaca, though. I do want to say something about that. Whoever came up with that was drunk. My bad, Evan Vaca. I love my picture with y'all. Hey, I love the drink. I love the bottle I had. And I endorsed it. But I'm just keep thinking. It's not like somebody drunk went to the bar, just stumbled into the bar, knocked over everybody's chair, bumped his head on the rail at the bar, and said, give me some effing vodka. I'm just saying. Effing vodka.
Katie.
I mean, is it sound funny to y'all, or is it just me? I am on medication. It could be different.
Yeah. I have to say, it was some effing shit going on when they did that. Definitely was.
Right. So, all right, let's see. What else did I have over here? I mean, what y'all think about, now this is big news coming up. I mean, what y'all think about this Floyd Mayweather and this Conor McGregor fight that's coming up?
Hey, I can't wait to watch this.
You know what? I really believe that this is a whole publicity stunt. I'm scared for that boy. I think that boy might die in that ring.
One?
I'm just kidding. Not Mayweather. You know damn well I'm not talking about Mayweather. But all I'm saying is Mayweather then turned down $50 million proposals to box to somebody, and he wanted to pull this little boy up and let him box with him. I think Mayweather's arms are too short to box with God right now, and so I mean he's actually just doing publicity stunts at the moment. Because I mean, he finna be our age. I mean, he's damn near 40. I mean, he's not gonna be boxing forever.
Mm. Shit, he could quit right now. He's still straight.
He's trying to pull an Ali. Okay.
Well, so I don't think it's about the money.
I really hope the white boy beat him.
Yeah.
My opinion.
I mean, did you check his record at all? I mean, I was surprised when they said he was an MMA fighter. I'm like, what is he doing boxing?
Yeah,
I really seriously think that that boy don't stand a chance. I mean, that's like that's like him being in the ring with Mike Tyson. I'm just saying, you know, you can't put, you know. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, no, I don't see it happening. I don't really, really see it happening at all. Somebody just wanted to make some money.
I think the only way he's going to lose the fight is because they paid him to lose.
Right. Today we say the white guy and the black guy. My bad, y'all. 6126, we're going to check in with you in just a minute. We see you want to take over Tuesday. We're talking about the McGregor fight, right? We're going to let you take over in just a second. So, man, how you feel about it, Ms. Unbelievable? I know you're a big sports fan. I mean, how do you think it's going to go? I mean, have you been watching any of the publicity for it?
Oh, of course. I heard that, you know, McGregor called him a boy, and
pushed them all up in his head and told him to dance for me, boy. And so I hope he danced on the head. And I hope that he's been clowning. So I hope that he just danced on that head, and I hope it's something that is going to go more than one or two rounds. I hope they really fight and give us a fight that we can talk about. Like, it'll be one that we can put in the books and be like, yo, he waited that long. That's a straight up fight, pound for pound, boxing for boxing, not running around the ring and not doing all this entertainment, but really bringing boxing back to its core where they went pound for pound, round for round.
Well, his last fight wasn't pound for pound, round for round either.
That's what I said. I hope this time around.
He knocked that boy out so quick, he wasn't even the first round. The round didn't even start. He knocked that boy out so quick.
That's why I said, I hope they'll give us. Oh, you're not listening. Never mind.
I used to be a personal trainer, so here's what I'm going to tell you. Pound for pound, that boy don't stack up at all. He ain't got a chance of hell. I'm going to tell you like this. He had Mayweather has an ability that what we call as blackout, and I know some niggas got this thing when you actually go to the doctor, you say, I blacked out. That's the same type of idea. He going to black out in that ring, and he going to do another. It's just going to be over before he even start. I'm just going to say that boy going to swing on Mayweather, and it's going to be over.
That's why I said I hope it's going to be a fight. You okay with this?
Yeah, that's that wish you would. Well, that's that. I wish a nigga would talk to.
So, yeah. So, we pay all our money. I hope they give us a good fight.
Right.
What you say, E? Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say this, then we're going to open up to the caller. Then we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. We're going to give them like 2 minutes right quick to say what they want to take over. And then we're going to wrap up the show. We are over the time. Don't forget, people, if you are, well, nobody can hear us but us on the line today. The archive has started. So, I was going to say this. I hope that O'Connor don't do as King says, black out and get mad. And then just put Mayweather in the grappling hook right quick, and they can't get him to let go. Like a pit bull locking on somebody. I'm just saying, a fight is a fight. If you start whooping my ass, I'm going to try to kick the hell out your ass. It is what it is. Let's check in with the caller right quick, see what they got going on. Pick up a Tuesday. They're from the Twin Cities. I hope they like me. 612-666, we got on the line. Hello.
Hi.
What's good?
Hello. How you doing?
Doing good.
I was brought into this conversation by my good friend. I just came in and heard y'all talking about Mike Tyson getting beat up.
Well, actually, we're talking about the O'Connor fight.
By the way, my name is Giovanni.
Okay, that's good. Welcome to the show, Giovanni. So, yeah, we were talking about, you know, it's Takeover Tuesday. I mean, are you an artist or something like that? You know, you want to promote yourself, or, you know, we could finish talking about this Mayweather-O'Connor fight. Yeah, I mean, everybody thinks that, you know, Mayweather's going to get whooped on.
Well, y'all tell me about that when it happens. I don't watch sports. But I do... I have started working with King on finding artists. I found a couple of artists today, but I mean, one of them could sing really well, and one of them was a guitarist. So, bring that.
Well, that is a wonderful idea to know right now.
It is a wonderful idea.
It is.
Yeah.
Very much so is. Thank you very much.
But I want to talk more in depth with you about that.
We definitely will.
Yeah. Ooh, time
but that's
to go.
That Rick Ross show. That's the Rick Ross show this weekend.
Yes, and I also talked to my cousin, and she's more than willing to meet with you and I as well.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
But I have
And
I talk more with you about this as well. I have to get going from where I'm at, though.
Okay.
Nice
Thank
to meet you,
you
all. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. What's up? So, King, looks like all the other people, looks like they somehow accidentally dropped off. So, go ahead and tell the people about the event again this weekend, and then we'll just go ahead and wrap it up and jump up out of here.
Well, it is a Monsters radio station tonight. And as I said, we doing Monsters things over at Azul.
Like we're having problems.